Exclusive, Peter Schweitzer, The Dam Is Starting to Break on Biden Family Corruption. By Hannah Blow on June 24, 2023. The dam is starting to break on the Biden family corruption. Multiple New York Times bestseller author Peter Schweitzer said during an appearance on Breitbart News Saturday. Schweitzer, a senior contributor at Breitbart News and president of the Government Accountability Institute, spoke about the recent Hunter Biden whistleblower revelations. "This is really, really important. The dam is starting to break, truly the first time you've had somebody from inside the government who has said, 'Wait a minute, the way this is being handled is wrong.'" He said, praising the whistleblowers who could otherwise retire and have comfortable lives. "Based on what they've told us, is that under ordinary circumstances, Hunter Biden would, right now, be facing indictments not only for tax evasion charges, which are felonies, but also for violation of the Foreign Agents Registration Act, FARA," Schweitzer explained. The U.S. attorney in Delaware wanted to bring charges in both of those areas and was blocked by the Department of Justice, DOJ, he said, explaining that the revelations also revealed that the DOJ not only failed to do its job but applied a different set of standards to Hunter. "We're going to call the person that is the subject of the search warrant. We're going to call their lawyer and let them know a couple of days in advance that the search is coming," he said, speaking of the special treatment issued to Hunter Biden. Describing it as an enormous breakthrough, Schweitzer added, "I don't think these whistleblowers would come forward, except for the fact that this is true, and as they said, all of this can easily be corroborated based on correspondence and based on the information that's available. Listen. It is a devastating blow, and if you look through American history, whether it's Watergate or other scandals, oftentimes it's a cover-up that gets them because they get arrogant. They get greedy. They think they can get away with it, and that's usually when they get caught. The red-handed, how American elites get rich helping China win," author said. Schweitzer also weighed in on the new statement issued by a White House counsel spokesman, who now said President Joe Biden was never in business with his son. The author described this as the continued erosion of their position. "When we first exposed, in 2018, their deals in China, their initial response was there are no deals in China. Then it became, well, there might be deals in China. But Hunter Biden didn't make any money in China. And then, of course, that. So you see this continued to erosion," Schweitzer said. Also pointing to the defense of the Biden team on Hunter's involvement with Burisma. "The defense from the Biden team was always this was a legitimate enterprise, as Hunter is a highly trained lawyer and an international businessman. Now their position has evolved during the same time period to say, well, look, Hunter was a drug addict. He didn't really know what he was doing. He didn't really know what he was saying," he said. The point is, they are flipping and flopping because they know that the noose on this entire enterprise is starting to tighten. And I think that this is going to have major repercussions not just for the Biden family, but for the 2024 election, he said, adding that he would not be shocked to see someone such as California Governor Gavin Newsom, D, jumping into the presidential race not just on some of the questions about where the president is mentally because of his age, but also because this scandal has legs. Indeed, recent surveys indicate that the American electorate view Biden himself as corrupt, involved with his son in an illegal influence peddling scheme, and Schweitzer also pointed to that fact. "We already see polls, Harvard-Harris poll, showing a comfortable majority of Americans, including independents, fundamentally believe that he was engaged in criminal activity to aid and help his family's business," he added. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.